Captain America is about to maneuver.
Okay.
Houston, 17.
Go ahead and give us Omni Charlie, please, while you're talking. Also,
hey, Gray,
Jack, we'd like,
Jack, since I can't give you.
We'd like H2 tank 1 fan off.
Go ahead. H2 tank 1 fan is off.
Thank you, and go ahead.
Hey, we got all three of them off now, right, Gray?
That's affirmative.
Hello, Gordy.
Hello, go ahead, Jack.
Okay, since I can't help you out on the weather right now in the Pacific, can you give me a rundown of what things look like out there? Oh, I'm sorry, I wasn't on the loop. Apparently you already briefed somebody on that.
I covered the recovery area, not the rest of the Pacific. Did you want to... Overall briefing?
Well, I'm just curious what the recovery area looked like, and I'm sure that my compatriots will clue me in on it if I'm nice to them.
Yeah, I'll save them the trouble. It's going to be 2,000 scattered, 10 miles, 3-foot waves, variable at 10 knots, and less than 10% chance of rain showers. And that's just about what the weather is now, and also forecast.
Okay, thank you very much.
Jack, you've got a lot of SIMBay data stored up there that we'd like to get dumped. Can you give us a high gain? Pitch 30, yaw 320.
Okay, pitch 30, yaw 320. Okay, it's the old high gain for you.
Thank you, sir. Stand by, I'll check. Miles.
You clipped again?
8,500 miles.
Okay. As we're maneuvering, I guess we've got one of the most spectacular views of the boat I've ever seen from a position like this. It's like just short of being 100% full. We could still see from Tsiolkovsky all the way across the boat. And it's just absolutely magnificent. And I'm afraid we're talking here that pictures just won't capture the real three-dimensional picture we're looking at. But uniquely, with the binocs, I can still see the light mantle in the landing area.
Roger, Jim.
Hey, Gordy, I don't know whether your camera people have anything to do this evening, but I got a little problem for them if they'd like to work on it.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, it seems to me we're not only moving away from the moon, but we're moving across the face. And I took a picture about 5 minutes ago of the moon, and it seems to me we could take another one at some X number of minutes and have pretty good stereo if we match the printing of the two pictures in terms of scale. And I'm wondering what's a good time elapsed here for a good stereo of the whole globe.
Okay, we understand the problem, but I'm not, well, we'll try.
Well, I guess if you could figure out how far we have to move across the face of the moon and how long that would take to get about a, 30 to 1 base height ratio would probably be enough. 20 to 1 would probably be better, obviously. But 30 to 1, you can still see the stereo. And you ought to be able to figure that problem out. How fast, do you guys know how fast we're moving across the face of the moon?
I'll put that one to Fido. Just looking at the big chart up here, I'm sure that the rate is slowing down rapidly. And, because the farther you get away, of course, the straighter away from it you're going. Stand by, I'll see what we can do. Jack, this is Houston with a kind of a crude answer to your question.
Go ahead.
Okay, it turns out right now that you're not moving across the lunar surface very fast, and it's getting less and less. Right now, I guess about a mile per minute. Take a lot of minutes to get much of a stereo base since you're 10,000 miles out. But remembering back to Ron's final picture there before you went to the UV attitude, after he asked the question about how high he had to be to fill up the 80-millimeter lens, I think he took one at that time. But thinking of combining a picture now with that picture and then enlarging the wand to get it to the equivalent diameter. And some rough calculations of your longitude at that time and then now show that you've changed about 21 degrees across the surface of the moon between that picture and the present time. Which comes out, if you take the average altitude between that time and now, to about a 25-to-1 stereo base, as best I can figure.
That's good math, George. We've got it. I got that one at 5 minutes. At 2:40 on the hour. So those are probably pretty close.
I would guess, you know, that the angle of looking at it, other factors have changed so much that it'd be pretty hard to pull them together once you, even though you get the images reduced to the same size. But it might be interesting to try.
I agree.
Erica Houston, there's some items coming here now in the flight plan. A couple of them, mapping camera, retract, and cover closed, you've already done. However, right now we still see the mapping camera film rolling, so we want to leave it running until we give you a cue to turn it off, get all the film run out. And the uplink for a state vector that's shown there will not be necessary. Over.
We were looking forward to do something. Now we'll wait a little bit longer. Couldn't you just flash a couple lights on the disk key just to keep us occupied?
Send a crew alert or something.
Yeah, throw it in once in a while just to keep us on our toes, Gordy.
The surgeon had a suggestion. He said if you're really getting bored, you could all put on your biomed harnesses.
Only listen to about half of what goes down, will you?
Okay.
This is Apollo Control at 240 hours, 42 minutes. Apollo 17, now 10,438 nautical miles from the moon. And coming up in about, within the next 10 to 15 minutes.
Bayport going into PTC.
Stand by. Nothing additional, Gino. Go ahead as per flight plan, with the one exception, we'll give you a cue when to stop the mapping camera as soon as the film runs out.
Okay, we'll hold up on the mapping camera and its cover, and we'll get the IR off.
Roger.
The IR is coming off now, Mark.
Roger.
Crew is getting ready at this time to set up the spacecraft in the passive thermal control mode. This is the mode used to maintain proper thermal equilibrium during the translunar and transearth coast phases of the mission. Rotating the spacecraft about its longitudinal axis at about 3 revolutions per hour. Exposing each side equally to sun and cold.
Any updated briefing on the status of the lunar surface equipment and Simbe findings over and above what we got? I guess I can't remember when it was. Yesterday or sometime?
I can't think of anything really outstanding. We're just right now coming up on another charge detonation. However, I think I mentioned that the LCRU is kaput, so we won't be able to watch it. We're looking at the seismometer traces here. I'll come back with any other words to update you on yesterday's report in a little bit here.
Okay, all right, just updated stuff. If some news come in or something is all we're interested in.
Okay.
Okay, Gordy, we're going to maneuver now to PTC attitude.
Alrighty.
This is Apollo Control. We're expecting the fourth of the seismic charges, part of the lunar seismic profiling experiment, to detonate on the lunar surface. The nominal time for the charge to go off is 240 hours, 52 minutes, and it's been our experience with the previous three charges that they're tending to go within about 5 minutes either side of that targeted time. So we would expect to see some seismic activity in the next 5 to 7 minutes. And as we mentioned previously, the television camera on the lunar rover is not available to us. The instrumentation and communications engineer at the previous detonation attempted to bring up the camera, sent a number of commands, and the Lunar Communications Relay Unit, which transmits the television signal to Earth, did not respond to the commands. We never got a picture from the camera, and we're assuming that the Communications Relay Unit and camera system on the lunar rover are out of operation. We don't, at this point, know what it is that has failed.
America, Houston, you've just run out of mapping camera film. You can go ahead and clean up the items at 240-30 to power down the mapping camera.
Roger.
And it appears that our fourth seismic charge on the lunar surface has detonated very close to the planned time. We copied the seismic activity at 2:40:53.
Okay, I think it should already be in with the cover down.
Yeah, you're right.
And just now the charge exploded at Taurus Littrow, and we're seeing the results on the traces here.
Which one was it, Gordy, do you know?
Okay, that one was number 8, a quarter pound charge, and I guess it was I'm not sure which location that was. It was 4/10 of a mile from the LCRU. That helps you decide.
Okay.
Eric, Houston, we'd like H2 tank 1 fan on, please. That'll get it up for prior to the sleep period.
Okay, tank 1 is on.
Thank you.
And Gordo, the canister has changed.
Roger.
Houston, America. How are our rates looking?
Stand by. They're not down there yet. They want to wait a little bit, Gene.
Okie doke.
America Houston with a response to Ron's question, over.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, for gas, we're recommending only, we're definitely not recommending the Lomotil. We're recommending the gas bills. However, we also don't recommend the Lomotil for a situation that really hasn't developed yet. If you want to discuss it in more detail, we can set up a private loop or go ahead as you wish, over.
Stand by a minute.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we'd like to talk to you further, please.
Okay, fine.
This is Apollo Control at 241 hours, 18 minutes. We are going to configure the network for a private conversation between the flight surgeon, Dr. John Ziegelschmidt, and Ron Evans. And we'll have a summary of the content of the private discussion as soon as possible afterwards. Evans had reported a few minutes ago that there had been a slight bit of gas. He requested permission to take a Lomotil, which is one of the pills in the medical kit, which slows down intestinal activity. Surgeon recommended that for gas, that a gas pill be taken, Lomotil not be taken, for a problem that hadn't developed, but that if Ron would like to discuss the situation further, we would set up a private conversation. And a private conversation has been requested and will be taking place shortly. This is Apollo Control at 241 hours, 53 minutes. A private conversation is in progress at this time with Command Module Pilot Ron Evans. The conversation was initiated at Evans' request at about 241 hours, 22 minutes. Evans had previously asked permission to take a Lomatil tablet for what he described as mild gas. The flight surgeon, Dr. John Ziegelschmidt, recommended that a gas pill be taken instead. And we told Evans that if he wished to discuss the situation in more detail, we would set up a private conversation. Evans requested a private conversation, and that has been in progress since shortly after 2:41:22. Participants are Dr. John Ziegelschmidt, Dr. Willard Hawkins, Charles Lewis, the flight director, and spacecraft communicator Gordon Fullerton. And we will have a summary of the conversation as soon as possible. This is Apollo Control at 241 hours, 59 minutes. The private conversation with Command Module Pilot Ron Evans has concluded.
Now to start the roll for PTC.
Okay.
Okay.
This is Apollo Control. That private conversation ended at about 241 hours, 59 minutes, and again, we will have a summary as soon as possible. At the present time, we're in the process of getting the spacecraft set up for the passive thermal control mode, rotating at about the longitudinal axis, and we'll be going through the pre-sleep checklist, getting the crew set up to begin their sleep period as close as possible to the flight plan time.
Off. 3 auto.
Okay, Gordy, we got 1 off and 3 auto.
Thank you. America, Houston, over.
Go ahead.
On that PTC startup, there was only one jet that fired. So we only got half the rate we need. So I guess the only way to recover is to stop the roll and start damping the rates again and wait for our call to start it again. Over again. Over.
Roger again.
And we'd like the procedure on GA-2 using B-2 and D-2 for the spin-up. Two jets.
Yeah, that's interesting. D-2 and D-2 are both on.
Okay, we understand that, Ron. Now, let us look into that a little further here, then.
I'm sorry. D-1 and Dog 1 and Bravo 2 are on.
Okay, that's what did it.
Hey, Delta 1 and Bravo 2 is what I called for, and that's what was on. Yeah, those are the wrong ones, so that's a problem. Yeah.
We're reading it both in the checklist and flight plan. Bravo 2 and Delta 2 are the ones to use for spin-up.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. We were reading the wrong ones, I guess.
Stand by, GNC's on that loop here, just a second. America, Houston, you need to go back to the pitch and yaw in the flight plan, and the present roll will be okay.
Okay.
Also, for this damping, we want you to go to the jets call out at 240.50 in the flight plan. That's, you got it there.
There we go.
Okay, give us a call when we get all napped out there. We've got Alpha and Bravo for napping test.
Roger.
Hey, wait a minute. We got the wrong ones here. Again, we'll get back to that. What's in the flight plan to do it?
Roger. We think you're firing into the sim bay, right, with the present configuration.
You're right.
Hello, Houston, America.
Go ahead.
Gordo, how's it looking for mid-course 5? Any further work?
Our last information was still a half a foot, or essentially no mid-course. I'm not sure if we've been affected by the PTC here or not. The single jet's been up, but we'll let you know.
Okay, fine. Don't worry about it. You won't have a final word till tomorrow anyway.
That's affirmative. I doubt if we'll have any enough tracking before bedtime here to give you any update tonight.
Okay, no problem.
Now, we'd like you to configure the high gain for us. We'd like pitch of minus 40 and yaw 90 on the dials, and then go directly from auto to REAC.
Okay, say again the numbers, Gordo. I'm sorry, baby.
Okay, pitch is -40 and yaw +90.
Okay, -40 and a +90.
That's affirmative.
And react.
Affirm.
Okay, yeah, react and narrow. React and narrow now.
America, Houston, over.
Go ahead.
Okay, this Simbay jet configuration just isn't hacking the job of damping the rates. We're going to go to adjacent quads to try to get it dampened quicker. We'd like you to enable Charlie and Delta. To do that, just disable all Alpha and Bravo jets, enable all Delta jets, and also Charlie 3. Over.
Okay, Gordon, over me. Disable all Alpha and Bravo first.
Okay, Gino, and then enable all Delta plus Charlie 3.
Okay, you don't want Charlie 4 enabled? Or you do?
That's affirmative, but it is already.
Okay. Here's what I got. I got Delta 1 and Delta 2 BD roll. I've got Charlie 3 and Charlie 4 for pitch, and I've got Delta 3 and Delta 4 for yaw.
Okay, that sounds exactly right. America, Houston.
America here.
Okay, the rates look good now. I'd like to use Bravo 2 and Delta 2 and go ahead and spin up.
Okay, Gertie, we'll go ahead. Get it this time.
Okay. America, Houston.
Okay, Gordy, they're all off. They're all off at Bravo 2, Delta 2.
Roger.
Yeah, we got the right amount that time. Let's hope it stays good.
Okay, for Ron only, no Seconal tonight. Over.
Okay.
America, Houston. GNC, with his years of experience, thinks that this PTC is going to hold. It's looking good so far. And so I think it's safe to go ahead and configure to go to sleep there if you wish.
Do they want that process now, Gordon, thinking?